Now, sit back and enjoy this special treat. If you haven't already heard these kids, you're going to love them.
Chucky P.
We can make a difference in our own small way.
It's one small change, we can do that today.
Our mind's getting bigger while the world's getting smaller.
But saving the earth's becoming a tall order.
From the minute you wake from your nightly nap,
you can make little changes like turning off the tap
while brushing your teeth in the bathroom.
You can cycle or walk your way to the classroom.
These are the children from Campabwee National School, a tiny two-teacher school in rural County Cork, which has 23 pupils ranging from 5 to 12 years of age. They were so appalled by what they found on the strand while participating in a clean-up of local beaches that they turned the marine waste into an art project and were spurred into writing a song and making a video about it. This they did with the help of a local music producer and a former student doing the filming, all overseen by their teachers. And the rest, as they say, is history. The video clocked up more than 10,000 hits in its first few days online. And at the time of recording this programme, they've had almost 100,000 hits on YouTube alone, with as many as 1.8 million on other platforms. I think it's fair to say that it has gone well and truly viral. Teacher Norma Healy and her talented, environmentally friendly pupils take up the story.
By doing small changes, we can make one big one.
My line is ice caps melting, seas getting high.
Recycle the plastic, bleach is free.
The world is a clock and 12 o'clock is climate change.
The koala bears are dying from the dangerous fires in Australia.
If we don't do something quick, the animals will die.
If they die, they will never come back.
Time is ticking. We better do something before the Earth is destroyed.
What I'm most worried about for the planet is overheating, which will melt the icebergs.
Our emissions are tearing up basically all the stuff that we have to protect us against the bad stuff that's coming into our Earth. We're just ripping up our shield.
If it gets too hot, everything will just start shriveling up and dying.
I'm worried about the polar bears and the ice caps, because if the ice caps keep melting, there'll be a lot of floods and we could all end up underwater.
The thing I'm most worried about is the bees, because they have been around since before or around the time of the dinosaurs, pollinating flowers and plants. So if they go extinct, which is happening because of climate change, the flowers they pollinate will start to die out, and everything that relies on those plants will start to die out, and it's a bit like a domino effect.
I'm worried about nature and everything if climate change goes on, because the heat could kill trees, and trees are what keeps everything alive.
After the beach cleanup, I did some research. I found out that if this continues, by 2050, there'll be more plastic in the sea than fish. We're all very proud of our school. It's really great.
It's not like any other school, really. In a lot of other schools, they will try and come up with excuses to not do these things, but in Campabwee, they just go, eh, what the heck, we'll do it.
It's so small that you can just fit it into one small bus.
We can actually fit in the back of a Jeep, all of us together. I've been to 4 schools, and this is the best one.
I'm really, really proud of the kids here in Campabwee School. I suppose being in a small two-teacher school is a really unique experience, and we listen to every voice from the youngest to the oldest, and it's really, it's like being in one big happy family, to be honest.
If we have 66,000 people watching our video, we hope that that makes 66,000 small changes, and that kind of has a knock-on effect. It was kind of a shock to see how many people had heard of it and had watched it.
You never expect this kind of stuff to happen, and sometimes it does, and you get 15 minutes of fame, but we've had more than 15 minutes.
I don't exactly feel famous yet, but by the time our video gets over 1 million views, then going to town's going to be a nightmare.
Put down the fuel you used to get to school.
Too drastic.
Spread the word, get vocal.
Make it go global.
When buying food, stay local.
Never mind the dishwasher, do it by hand.
But I hate washing up.
Ah, come on, it's grand.
Just one small change in the list.
is our family and our friend.
We need to mend it before it ends.
This is our home, so don't destroy it.
Everyone should do their bit.
Ice caps melting, seas getting high.
Homes will be flooded,
polar bears will die.
The sun's getting hotter, the rain won't fall.
I'm afraid we won't survive at all.
Recycle the plastic, please, it's free.
You don't want that ending up in the sea.
It's like people use this planet as a bin. Pick up your trash, that's where you begin.
Temperature is rising, we are realizing.
We must act now, there's no compromising.
Just one small
Anna, that's pretty much all we have time for today. Just before we go, Aina, you want to mention something for our listeners to take part in?
You've been a great devotee of Eurovision.
Yes, I am.
Well, this is the Eurovision, not of people singing songs, but of trees, Derek, of trees. So the Irish entry this year to the European competition of Tree of the Year is the Witch's Yew in Blarney, down in County Cork. Now, we did have an All-Ireland competition and the Witch's Yew was selected as the Irish runner for this. And this is a yew tree that's been, we reckon, up to 1,000 years old. Great big roots growing on the top of a big crag, and the roots are so big and round that was actually a witch's cave underneath. And the witch comes occasionally, and we see the remains of her fire in the chimney from time to time. And if you walk down the steps backwards without killing yourself stone dead, you can actually have a wish. But however, this is our witch's yew at any rate, and this is going forward to compete for the best tree, the tree of the year in Europe. Now there's about 12 or 16 other, I think there's 16 trees in the competition altogether from all the different European countries. But the way it's going to win, like Eurovision in general, is by voting. So I exhort everybody to go onto the website and click for the Witch's Yew and vote for our tree. You can see the actual, you can only vote once, as I discovered. You can't do it several times because they know your computer. But you know, you can vote from different devices, whatever else. We need our Witch's Yew to win, and we need the people of Ireland to vote for it. And the voting is only for the month of February. So if you haven't done it by now, straight away stop even listening to the end of this programme. Go and do it now. Vote for the Witch's Yew because we want to have the best.
For the European Tree of the Year, that's rte.ie/Mooney for all details. My thanks to Aina Nealana.
And it's the Tree Council website.
Tree Council of Ireland, My thanks to Aina Nealana, to Richard Collins, and to Niall Hatch of Birdwatch Ireland. Our broadcast coordinator is Jarlath Holland, our researcher is John Ronnie, and the series producer was Anna Leddy. Don't forget, vote for the European Tree of the Year, the Witch's Yew from
Blarney in County Cork.
Blarney in County Cork. rte.ie/Mooney. Till next week. Bye!
It's our future.
It's our-